From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Representatives of Syria's largest Kurdish party say they plan to declare an autonomous federal region for the areas they control in the northern part of the country. Edward Uranian reports.
As Syrian Kurdish militiamen continue to battle other opposition factions in the north of Syria, their political leaders say they are preparing to declare an autonomous federal region. Idris Nasan, a top Kurdish foreign affairs representative in the Kurdish-controlled town of Kobani, told Al Jazeera TV that preparation for the declaration of federalism in North Syria will be soon, and that Kurdish representatives are now meeting to discuss the declaration. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Russia's defense ministry said more of its planes left Syria on Wednesday, continuing its announced withdrawal. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry plans to travel to Moscow next week for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Two suicide bombers killed at least 22 people and wounded 17 Wednesday at a mosque on the outskirts of Maiduguri, Nigeria. Witnesses say the bombers were women disguised in men's clothing. U.S. President Barack Obama has nominated a replacement for the late Justice Antonin Scalia. The nominee, Federal Appeals Court Judge Merrick Garland.
Trust that justice will be done in our courts without prejudice or partisanship is what in a large part distinguishes this country from others. People must be confident that a judge's decisions are determined by the law and only the law.
Garland is widely viewed as a centrist jurist, but leaders of the Republican-led Senate insist there will be no vote on any Obama nominee to the high court. This is VOA News. Top officials of the U.S. Central Bank are keeping their key interest rate ready for the for the time being. The Federal Reserve says officials will probably raise rates later this year, perhaps twice in small increments. In a meeting with journalists Wednesday, Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen said inflation picked up in recent months, but continued to run below the Fed's 2% target rate.
With appropriate monetary policy, we continue to expect moderate economic growth, further labor market improvement, and a return of inflation to our 2% objective in 2 to 3 years.
Janet Yellen. In the U.S. political campaign, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton have taken commanding leads in their campaigns to gain their party's 2016 presidential nominations. Both candidates scored victories Tuesday as five states held nominating contests. The U.S. government is calling on North Korea to pardon American college student Otto Warmbier. He was sentenced to 15 years at hard labor for committing crimes against the state. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the North is using U.S. citizens as pawns to pursue a political agenda. A European Commission official said Wednesday that there would be no blanket return under a one-in, one-out migrant arrangement with Turkey. Speaking to reporters Wednesday in Brussels, first Vice President Frans Timmermans said the EU-Turkey accord does not mean that Europe will turn its back on refugees. He said the goal is to disrupt and dismantle the human trafficking business. The European Union told member states Wednesday they need to deliver urgently on commitments to resettle more refugees on the continent. Here is EU Migration Commissioner Dimitrios Avramopoulos.
Europe is facing a huge challenge. It's cohesion, solidarity, core values, and principles are under pressure, if not at stake.
The migration commissioner said the humanitarian system in Greece is getting worse and more needs to be done to prevent a further deterioration of the situation there. Belgian federal prosecutors say two suspects are at large after fleeing Tuesday during a police raid on an apartment near Brussels. In a news conference Wednesday, officials said a suspect killed during the raid was an Algerian citizen with at least one robbery on his record. A bomb ripped through a packed bus in northwestern Pakistan Wednesday. At least 15 people were killed, 30 were wounded. The victims were mostly government employees, according to officials in Peshawar, the site of the blast. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.